Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you?
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, welcome party people, this is your host, Jesus Heredia, and welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. Yes, tonight we will be talking about The Scientist, and guess who was on it? Mr. Barry Allen himself. Very cool, very cool. Well, without further ado, let's go to the phones, let's see who's on the phone lines here from area code 772. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth, Mary welcome Beth. Back, how are you?
Okay.
And your thoughts on The Scientist, Mary Beth?
I was a little disappointed. I didn't expect him to be that young. You know,
he is very young. If you remember, even Oliver cracks some jokes. Like, he needs to, he will be carded.
I know. But it just seemed a little naive and, you know, that type of thing. Well, he's good for publicity. I mean, they're nerdy, both of them. But I was
total nerds.
I thought he'd be, like, stronger, you know, bulkier and stuff like that, but he's very thin. But maybe that's the way they wanted the character to go about. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, he definitely has that CW look. If CW had a look, he definitely has it, right?
Yes, he does.
I agree.
It's because
he's younger
than he thought he was going to be. So that's my
opinion. Yeah, right. He even seems a little too young for her.
Yes, too young for her, yes.
I agree. All right, well, thank you for calling in. Let's see who else is on the line with you, Mary Beth. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast from Mary Code 239.
You have failed this podcast. Just kidding. Hey, Zeus, Napa, Florida.
What's up, dude? How's it going, Matt?
Oh, going great. I've just
Your thoughts
so
on The Scientist?
It. OMG, the opening gave me chills. I don't know how they're having superhuman strength people on there now, but the thing
it's
I
on.
Really
Seriously, the whole time
about.
I was saying it's on.
I mean, ever since.
The DC Universe has arrived.
What?
I said the DC Universe has arrived.
I know, it's about time. I mean, God,
yeah.
Jesus, even when they keep talking about Ra's al Ghul, who's going to play Ra's al Ghul? Cool.
Who do you think, who would you cast, if you can?
Will,
who would you cast as Ra's al Ghul on the TV show?
Liam Neeson needs to come back.
Oh, how awesome would
Our
that be?
Trilogy.
I mean, come on. Even let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. If Christopher Reeve was on Smallville, why can't Liam Neeson be on Arrow?
Because in this universe, Zeus, Ra's probably hasn't even met Bruce yet. Like, he trained Malcolm and
Oh, yeah. It's so early.
I mean,
yeah.
God. That scene when she's getting him, that gave me chills.
I think you said it right in your email, Matt. This one definitely could be a movie. It was that good.
And our the favorite scene, because that scene where he's about to fight Cyrus Gold, that reminded me of The Dark Knight.
Yes. All right, America 432, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
What's up, super friends? It's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe.
Oh,
how's it going,
we are the
sir?
Super friends.
What's that?
We are the super friends, all right. We got
Who
guys
am I?
Bill.
If we're the super friends, who am I?
Oh, you're...
You're going to be Barry Allen. You're going to be Flash.
I'm going to be Barry Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Superman, because I'm a crazy Superman
you know
fanatic.
What? You know what?
No,
The Flash is my number two.
I'm Superman. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah, from Krypton.
Exactly.
I kind of assumed that would be. What about Mary Beth? What would she be?
Wonder Woman.
There you go.
Do you like that? Do you like that, Mary Beth?
I like that. That's a good idea, yeah.
That's a good one. All right,
I think I think Matt could be Batman. He could be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you like that, Matt?
Because I'm Batman.
All right.
Videos on YouTube.
Let's see who's on the other line. Let's see, from area code 610. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
This is Gabe in the house. What's going on?
Hey, Gabe. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Sweet. All right, Joe from Krypton. What would Gabe be if he was in our super friends group?
Gabe could be Green Lantern. I think you'd make an awesome Green Lantern.
Would you live with that, Gabe?
I would be happy to be any of the Justice League, any of the Super Friends. So,
now here's the top three
of
that shot. What's
like,
the Green Lantern motto?
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern's white.
Is that the short version?
are you talking about his saying when he puts on
his little statement?
In brightest day and blackest night,
whatever.
No evil shall escape my sight. Yeah. Let those who worship evils might beware my power, Green Lantern's light.
Amen. Amen to that. All right, Joe from Krypton, what do you think on this episode, The Scientist That Aired this week?
Dude, I think this episode was by far the best of all. This is episode 8, right?
Yes, episode 8 of season 2.
According to what Stephen Amell tweeted about next week's episode, which he's saying is going to be the best one, and it gave him chills.
Is that the
reading
one where he wears the mask?
Who wears the mask?
Somebody wears
Oliver.
The mask. It looks good.
Brother Glove.
Marvel.
Oliver.
I
saw that at the site.
I think this is the upcoming episode. It's going to be the one where he finally dons the mask.
Yeah. But it looks like he goes crazy in next week's episode.
Oh, it's going to be wild. All right,
did
Joe,
anyone catch what's that?
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say, did anyone catch who Cyrus Gold is?
Solomon Grundy.
He's Solomon
Cyrus
Grundy,
Gold.
Exactly.
Solomon Grundy,
born on a Monday. Yeah.
Now, Mary Beth, are you aware of this character?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Someone help her out. Give her a little brief intro on that character.
Solomon Grundy is like this giant monster in the DC Comics and in the Justice League cartoons. He works
here was telling me that that's Deadshot. I highly doubt that.
No, that's not Deadshot.
No, sorry. Wait, hold on, man. Let's go to you, Gabe. Gabe, let's go to you. Your thoughts on The Scientist That Aired this week for Arrow.
I thought it was a great episode. I'm with you guys. It really was really good. The stories have been really consistent and great. I was impressed with the Flash and the fight scenes when they were like when Oliver was hanging from that truck and the strong guys.
So
throwing
my god!
Like, wow, this is pretty big action.
That was really cool.
That was really big action, and I like that. That was really well done.
Definitely topping each episode. I agree with that. And I was just geeking out the whole time. I'm like, Barry Allen is freaking on Arrow. How cool is that?
Hey, Sue, did you catch that little teaser they did where Barry Allen's standing next to the chemicals and then you see the lightning?
I was like,
he makes his own like concoction and becomes the Flash. I'm like, give me
a little bit more than that,
but it didn't happen.
It's definitely going to be the accident that makes him the Flash, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what were you going to say, Matt?
Here's how I was going. Like at that scene where he's with Felicity and lightning was about to strike, I almost was going to geek out if lightning was going to strike through the door and right through Barry's body.
Yeah, I think it might be a while until we see Barry himself become the Flash. If you guys read some of the articles out there, the producer of Arrow, Mr. Greg Berlanti, or was it Andrew? I don't know if it was Andrew or Greg, one of the EPs on that. They said that this show will not be included in the DC Universe movie version, in the movie universe. So how do you guys feel about
that? I mean, they could still go back on that. I mean, we still have some time.
No, I highly doubt it, man. Once they say no, I mean, they sever things quick, especially with DC. I mean, look what they did with Superman. I mean, Smallville. They just did not want to acknowledge
it. You also got to look at it like this. They were saying that they weren't going to do a straightaway Justice League after Man of Steel, and now they're thinking maybe they're trying to sneak it in there with Wonder Woman and the Flash showing up in the Batman-Superman movie coming up.
Just so you guys know, I haven't read the script, so I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but to touch base on what Joe from Krypton said, I have a friend that was up for a job on the new Superman. Now, obviously, everybody knows it's a prelude to Justice League. He read the script, and he said exactly his words, it's a pre-Justice League movie. It's not a Superman movie anymore.
I knew it. I called it. I knew that.
So I bet you they're not even going to call it Superman versus Batman because it's a prelude to Justice League.
I would call it
Justice.
So
why not Justice or just League or whatever?
So it's like a Trinity movie. At this point,
it's
a Trinity.
It's definitely a Trinity
Wonder
movie.
Woman.
Yeah. If you read the comic book, you know exactly where we're going.
There's so many Superman fans that are upset that it's not a direct sequel, but I kept telling people.
No, I'm one of them.
This is not.
He deserves a
this
sequel.
This was not going to be a direct sequel, guys. Calm down. We'll probably get it after Justice League, a direct
I'm
sequel
hoping,
to Man of Steel.
At least. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's focus back on Arrow for now. We will have our Smallville Talk podcast right after this one, so we could definitely geek out on that. But let's continue with our conversations with Arrow. How are you guys with the whole the super juice that they found on the island that try to help Slade with his, dying, decomposing body or burned up body?
You know what I hope?
Do you guys think there's this one scene where they find Oliver, of course, injected in his legs, and Felicity, of course, calls on Barry Allen for help. Do you guys think this is the moment where Oliver Green Arrow will have his super abilities to heal?
No. Please, no.
No?
Please, no.
Who's that? Who's saying no?
Joe from Krypton, no. Please don't.
All right, Joe, tell us why no.
Because it's not accurate with the comic books, man.
Remember, they're not really – they love creating their own universe here. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know they did it in Smallville, but that was just for one episode where he could regenerate. That was one episode they did that.
I think it was an establishing episode, to say from this point forward he could heal himself.
No. It was only that one episode because remember Clark got him off of those drugs, remember, after he found out? So it was after that episode he never took
that stuff
again.
Yeah, he did become a little junkie on that.
But
what about this one? Anyone else? Gabe, Matt, Mary Beth?
No, I'm still not understanding what's really going on in this in the island. But I think Slade's going to be okay. Like, maybe it's like
no, but we're talking about Oliver. We're talking about Oliver. Do you think this is the moment, the pinnacle moment, where he gets his little, not a full superpower, but just like a healing superpower.
Regeneration power?
Yeah, regeneration, yeah.
Well, that promo we saw Three Ghosts, it does look like he's going to need all the help he needs because, boy, that fight scene between him and the Brother Blood and the promo screen ads I saw at GreenArrowTV.com, wow. He's going
to I don't know if that answered our question, but let's go to you, Gabe.
I don't think they'll do that. They're still grounding the show in such a reality. I think for them to just kind of go out and do that, it would be too kind of outrageous. But I feel like he's going to concoct something or know something to heal
Oliver. Maybe Barry might concoct something like, hey, next time you're hurt, take this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's why they brought him. And maybe it'll be like a little while he's unconscious and they're all working together trying to figure out how to bring him back. Or it's definitely going to be a big episode. I'm excited for it.
Right. What about you, Mary Beth? Your thoughts. Do you think they might continue this, you know, rehealing?
I don't think so, because it kind of take away the idea that Arrow, or the real Arrow, really didn't have any superpowers in anything
right.
that we know. It was all natural powers with him. This might be just a short thing with him, you know, like they didn't know that he was on those drugs that he had himself done. You know, but I don't think they should make it into a regular thing. Let him be the Arrow.
All right, and
I like that answer.
Uh-huh. No, that's good. All right, as we watched the episode, we saw that still Speedy / Roy Harper has not joined the forces with the Green Arrow as of yet, as we saw Green Arrow shoot an arrow in his leg to slow him down. How do you guys feel? Do you guys think they're kind of dragging this out or let it breathe? Let's go to you, Joe.
I kind of like that they're dragging it out, but I totally geeked out over the banter, the classic Roy and Oliver arguing with each other, because that's how it is in the comic books usually.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
it. But, to answer your question, I do like that they're kind of dragging it out.
Okay, cool. Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. Do you think it's they're dragging it out, or do you want it to happen now?
I want it to happen now, because I saw that fan art you did on Roy with the red hood and his own
with the red hood and the red makeup.
I saw that yesterday on my phone, on the internet. I mean, wow.
Right.
I want them to work together, because with Malcolm being back, Oliver's going to need all the help.
I like how Malcolm does not even have a scratch on his face.
I
after
know.
After that beatdown.
I wonder why, because I'm thinking he's got...
Uh-oh.
He's
got some
now.
Juice. He's got
like Ra's al Ghul. That's something
you
we
go.
Need to talk.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Kind of definitely. Let's go to you, Mary Beth. Mary Beth, your thoughts. Do you think they're dragging it out with Roy and Oliver joining forces?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're dragging it out. I don't know why. I mean, he's with his sister now. Wow.
Yep.
I think they should get it on with it. Let him do what he's supposed to do.
Oh, there you go.
He's only trying to help Oliver. And
all he wants to do. I agree. All right, let's go to you, Gabe.
I would have hoped by now they would have at least maybe worked together on, like, a bigger, like, mission or something. But I'm happy. It's well written. You know, it's not like they're dragging it out to a point where you're like, just put on a suit already. You know, they're having some conversations. And I like that, you know. But, you know,
wait.
I just hope it happens this season. You know, it happens.
Yeah, don't make us wait 10 years from now.
Yeah, exactly, because there's no point in holding anything back. You can't hold anything back. You have to go for it. So that's mine.
Yeah. Now, you know, all of your answers are totally, I'm on both ends. I'm like, I want it, but then it's cool how they're dragging it out. So I'm on both ends of the stick. But here's my thing. Once he becomes Speedy, do you think, A, they'll call him Speedy, but it will be kind of weird because he already calls Thea Speedy. What do you think? Do you think they're going to stick to the nickname, or do you think they're going to come up with something new? Let's go to you, Matt.
I think they're going to stick with find something new, like calling it Red Arrow.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good name.
And then who was that?
Joe. That's what they call him. Other than Red Arrow, they call him Arsenal. They'll probably go to that, hopefully.
All right, Gabe? What about you?
I'm sure you guys have noticed this. The writers, they like to kind of trick us around. They introduce characters, and they're not really like, you know, when we first saw Deathstroke, that really wasn't Deathstroke yet, you know. That was
his
partner. Same thing with,
and then
you know,
same thing with Black Canary. It wasn't Laurel.
They're doing
it
this
was
with
Sarah.
Black Canary. They're doing it with other characters, so... I'm thinking there's going to be something with Roy and Thea. Maybe they're going to, like, she's going to have to get involved. So, but I think they're definitely going to.
Wouldn't it be crazy? If it was a female Speedy?
I have a theory, Jesus.
All right, hold on. Hold on that, and let's go to Mary Beth, and then we could listen to your theory. Let's go to you, Mary Beth. What do you think? Do you think they'll carry on with the nickname Speedy or come up with something totally different?
I like the idea of having it Speedy. It brings it back to the comics more, but
yeah.
I think that would be okay. But it's up. These writers can, they're very creative. They can do what they want now.
Oh, yeah.
They take the DC comics and make their own things out of them, but I think
exactly.
They should keep it Speedy. It's just as a way to relate it back to the comic books. That's what I feel. You know,
I hear that.
Okay, that's what
yeah.
I think.
All right, Gabe. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Let's go to you.
You know how you're asking about, are they going to call him Speedy since Thea is already Speedy?
Yeah.
Well, in Stephen Amell's tweet, he said that not everyone's going to make it.
I know where you're going.
What if Thea dies, and in honor of Thea, they call, since Roy is already with her, they call him Speedy. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
That would be cool, too.
There's this whole thing going on with Malcolm and Moira about her telling Thea that that's her real father. What if somehow she dies in the next episode?
Now, check
this
out.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
Check this out. Hopefully it doesn't blow your mind, but if you remember Tommy and Laura and Oliver, you know, good friends, you know, they know each other a lot before the big reveal that, you know, what, you're a bad guy, you're a good guy, what, I don't know what's going on here. Now, here we are, Roy Harper and Speedy, also known as Thea. Let's say she becomes the dark side, just like Tommy did, and then Roy has to, like, fight her. But that's a little long stretch there. All right, so now let's go to the point where you guys really enjoyed your favorite scenes. We definitely want to hear it on tonight's topic, The Scientist, Episode 8, Season 2 of Arrow. Let's go to you, Mary Beth. Tell us your favorite scene in this week's episode.
Well, that scene when he was on the truck. When he was stuck on that truck, Arrow.
That was so cool.
That was cool. I mean, it really looked good. And, I mean, the stunt guys are pretty good. And I thought Smallville had good stunt guys, but this one was good. I thought that was pretty
He
awesome.
Went through the windshield. He went through the door.
I know. And this guy that was trying to beat him up, I mean, that's kind of scary. Nothing would stop this guy. It was kind of
nothing.
Scary. He did a very good job about it.
If you remember, even Felicity told him, like, if it's barely bending your arrows, imagine what it could do to you.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that the Barrymore was back again, the Dark Arrow guy. That surprised me. And that's a surprise. I didn't expect that at all. So that's something.
My favorite scene was the banter again between Oliver's mother, Myra, and Merlin, or are we calling him Merlin or Malcolm?
Malcolm.
I'm calling him Malcolm.
Malcolm. Okay, because he's not in costume. Yeah. So.
Whenever
the banter between them and how she threatened him about Ra's al Ghul. Holy mackerel! You could tell he was sweating.
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh shit!" And she's like, "You better run."
Yeah.
I like that. All right, let's go to you, Gabe.
I agree with all of you. It was a really good episode. The stuff that stood out for me was pretty much all the scenes with Barry Allen. I thought he did a really good job. He has this kind of charisma. He's likable. And then the action sequences were so well done. When Robert gets thrown through the boxes and, like, stabbed with the Sierra, the stunt team. Incredible.
Yeah, how about when he got thrown up to the ceiling and he got hit by that, you know, AC vent, and then he dropped down again?
Very well done.
Very well done. I agree with that. Also, Barry Allen, it kind of reminded me of a young Peter Parker. Hello, maybe? No?
Not really.
No?
I think so. I think you're completely right.
I think
right.
so, too, yeah. I think this actor could have played Peter Parker as well.
They should have casted him.
Yeah, right? Let's go to you, Matt. What was your favorite scene?
I love the end fight scene.
Yes.
Fight scene
the
with him.
Beat
and
down.
Cyrus Grohl of Gold, and how he got a crazy beatdown. And
yeah,
that was awesome.
Awesome. All right, let's go to you, Joe.
Both you and Matt took my scenes, man. I'm going to go with those two. The last fight scene and the one where Moira threatens Malcolm. Those were my two favorite.
Yeah.
All she told him was, run.
Awesome.
Yeah. Dude, I got chills when she said Ra's al Ghul. That gave me chills. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you think they might save Ra's al Ghul's appearance for the finale? You know, the season finale, not the mid-season.
I hope so.
They got to find someone to play, or they get a major big guest star. Liam needs him. He's not doing anything big right now. He needs to come on air.
You check the schedule, Matt.
I think he's probably too big of an actor right now to do it, but
yeah.
I hope they cast someone that looks more like the comic book version of Ra's. I think that would be awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be cool, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone unknown. Yeah.
Give you chills every time they say that, which means Batman can't be too far off.
That's right.
I agree. Let's see. We have a new caller from air code 469. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast as we are talking about The Scientist.
It was really good. I liked it. Chris from Kandor.
Hey, Chris. Great. What was your favorite scene, sir?
Wow. I think at the end of it, whenever they got Barry back, and
that was cool too.
Yeah,
like when Felicity says, "Can you help him?" I'm like, "Of course,
yeah.
Come on, let's go."
Well, yeah, he was so surprised, but
yes.
Was
oh my gosh, our time went by so fast. We're gonna have to wrap it up now as we get close to our Smallville Talk podcast. Tonight we're talking about The Scientist, and next week we will be back on our regular day, Thursdays, as we will conclude our mid-season for Season 2 with next week's episode. So please join us next week. Let's go to you, Mary Beth. Give us your shout-out. Let's end the show.
I think it's getting better and better, and they're doing the November sweep. So next week is going to be something else. It's going to be really a good episode, I'm sure.
Yes, of course. All right, Matt from Florida, let's go to you, sir.
This show is just so incredible. I went back and watched more Season 1 on Netflix, and we need to make this Thursday's episode a two-hour podcast or an hour podcast.
We're going to make it like five-hour podcast. Don't worry about it.
What?
I'm kidding. I said we're going to make it a five-hour podcast.
it's going to be, I can't wait for Wednesday, and I shall be on the next podcast.
All right, cool. Let's go to you, Gabe.
I am loving this show. You know, my heart was kind of broken when Smallville left. I didn't think any show would replace that, but Arrow is really just blowing me away. The fact that you talk about it with you guys is a huge pleasure. So thank you, and let's keep watching, and hopefully they keep doing great apps.
Yes, totally agree. All right, Chris, let's go to you. Let's wrap it up.
It was a great show, and thank everybody for calling, and call back again next week. It'd be awesome.
All right, great. Thank you, Chris, and we'll wrap this up. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.